Everyone, I'd like to call to order the technical committee. ZLMPO. Carrie. Do the roll call.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to go ahead and call roll call for the people who are present here. So Mike Libitsky.
Present.
Sean Will. Okay, and now I'm going to go through through the virtual. Thomas Witt. Jeff Whitaker.
Here.
Rick Wilson.
I'm here.
Nick Hall.
Here.
Sean Hayden.
Here.
I saw Jared Peterson.
Here.
Jared, who are you with?
I'm with NDOT.
NDOT, awesome. Thanks. And I see a Brian. Is that Brian Jones with NDOT?
Brian Malone with NDOT.
Brian Malone, awesome. Is there anybody else that's online that I haven't called out? Hey, I think we're good, Rick. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for showing up. The first business is take care of old business and approve minutes from our last meeting. Did anybody have any questions? Questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Is there a second?
This is Jeff, I'll second.
Thanks, Jeff. Next piece of old business, I believe Ms. Pam Drock has got some updates for us.
All right, I'll start with the City of Evansville projects. Lincoln Avenue from Green River Road to Newburgh Road. The city has selected the no-build alternative for the project at this time. A cancellation letter was submitted to NDOT for further processing. Walnut Street Phase 2, which is in construction. The current construction phase activities include the water main, storm sewer, and paving elements between Weinbach and Bakey Road. The contractor anticipates this phase to be under pavement before the end of the year. Walnut Street Phase 3. Right-of-way acquisition is ongoing. 27 of the 29 parcels have been secured. Moving on to Vanderburgh County projects, Franklin Street Bridge. All work on the top of the bridge is complete. The contractor expects the remaining work to be completed by the end of the year. Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg Road. The environmental document was approved on September 14th of this year. Right-of-way activities are continuing with 22 of the 49 parcels secured. Pavement design has been approved. Moving on to the Wart County projects, Telephone Road. Right-of-way appraising is underway with 17 of 79 parcel packets submitted to the county for review. And the Epworth Road project. Survey activities are underway. A kickoff meeting was held on October 11th of 2022. Moving over to the Kentucky projects, the City of Henderson, City and County projects, Wathen Lane. They anticipate the right-of-way will be secured by mid-November. And then the KYTC projects in Kentucky, the US 60 Spotsville Bridge. The second implosion for the large truss of the old bridge was completed on October 19th of 2022. And then the Kentucky 2183, Kentucky 1539 intersection improvement project. The county is reviewing low volume roundabout design options for potential impacts to the utilities at the intersection, particularly impacts to the gas line. And they're looking at these options to determine whether one of them would be a viable option for the project. And that's all I have. I'll turn things over to, I believe, Brian Malone to review the NDOT projects.
Hey, Pam, I'm going to let Jared handle it since he's here today.
Lucky me.
Yeah.
Okay, so B43148, construction will hopefully be completed this year. B40541, State Road 68 has been closed at both structures and work is ongoing. B42643, I have an update for this one that's not on your sheet, Pam. The pre-final is scheduled for November 22nd. B42718, project has been awarded yesterday to Rand Construction. That's the only other update I have for the sheet compared to what you have, Pam. But R40567, the project was not awardable in September, and letting is being moved to be relet in December. B44156, working on the project's time set and getting permits submitted for pipes. R39921, the project is now in the February 22 letting, finalizing MOU with county right away. Deaconess has donated, bank is reviewing offers. So that should say February 23. Obviously, February 22 has already happened. R39421, final tracing files are being received at this time. R42753, final tracing documents are being reviewed and construction schedule finalized. B39367, project has been moved to the March letting to allow time for MOT and design revisions. R41410, received species list from the city arborist right away, is working through buying and condemnation process. Jumping down to R40551, receiving agreements for Boonville Natural Gas. R42736, environmental for DES 2001053 was approved on the October 27th. And then jumping all the way down to B42728, stage one was submitted in September. Pavement review request of shoulder for MRT was submitted in October. And that is it for state updates.
Pam, is there another Kentucky update?
No, that should be everything.
Hey, did you want to move on to the business then, Pam?
Oh, this is Sayed Rick. I'm not sure if we took a vote on that, the approval of the minute. Did you do it? I thought he. Just the first and the second.
Yeah, I think Syed's right.
I apologize.
Yeah, it was the first and the second, but I don't think they took a vote on it.
If there are any objections, please say so. If not, go ahead and ask everybody to say you approve. Say aye.
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 Greg, for the record, I'd like to include Lori Van Hook is online and John Ballantyne.
Thank you. Pam, coming back to you, Pam, on new business.
That's correct. So the first item is a TIP modification. This is for informational purposes only. NDOT requested that we do a modification to the TIP to include to add some PE to a project that already is programmed for construction. The construction is programmed for 2024. The preliminary engineering that we added to the TIP is for 2023. Then moving on. We have TIP amendments that we will be requesting action on. What we have is a list of projects that we received from Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. These projects, the changes on these projects, some of them are revisions and some of them are adding projects. These are requested revisions to our TIP so that our TIP aligns with the program of projects in the Kentucky STIP. And I'll just briefly go through what we have on there. We have changes to some estimates on a pavement project on I-69. We're adding 4 bridge projects to the TIP. US 60 over Green River, Kentucky 145 over Beaver Dam Creek, Kentucky 812 over North Fork Canoe Creek, and US 41 over the Ohio River. That's a bridge project there. Don't have any details on that at this time. We have adding an I-69 pavement project. And then on Audubon State Park, we're adding 2 projects to address pavement condition there. And then another pavement condition project on Kentucky 425.
Does anybody have any questions concerning those projects or amendments? We'll entertain a motion to accept amendments as stated.
Motion to accept.
Is there a second?
This is Jeff, I'll second.
Thank you. If there are any objections, say aye. All those approving the amendments as stated, say aye.
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 Pam, it looks like the 2023 targeting.
That's correct. That'll be me as well. So each year, based on federal regulations, the state establishes performance measures for safety, pavement and bridge conditions, system performance and freight, and as well as emissions. The federal regulations require that the state DOTs establish these, report those targets based on a certain schedule, and then the MPOs are required to either adopt and support their DOT statewide targets or set their own targets specific to their areas within 180 days of the DOT targets being established. In the past, we have recommended the adoption and support of the NDOT and KYTC statewide targets, and that's what we will be recommending today. On the screen in front of you, and if you have the paper copies in front of you, there's a list of the targets, safety targets for both Indiana and Kentucky. Then there's a list of pavement bridge system performance. There are various ways out on the website that these things can be or are established. And we'll show you the website if you'd like to go there yourself and take a look around. This is the website, and we'll put a link in the minutes to this listed for you. As you can see, you can go to any state and review the targets. We'll go to Kentucky. You see the boxes. There's a box for safety. Infrastructure condition would have pavement and bridge. Highway reliability, emissions, they follow the target categories in the memo that we've sent to you. These new targets will not be reflected in this on this website just yet. What this website will be able to provide to you is how they're performing in the past. So if we just pick on one, we'll go to highway safety. You can scroll down and you'll see the targets that they set and then the actual numbers, because once the years that the targets have been set for, then we go back and we look at what they actually turned out to be, and then there's a determination whether you set the targets or met the targets or not. So this is just some general information. The request in front of you today is to, we're recommending the adoption and support of the NDOT and KYTC statewide targets.
All right, we'll entertain a motion on the 2023 target setting recommendation as stated.
This is Lori, I motion.
This is Jeff, I'll second.
Thank you. Does anybody have any objections? All those approving, say aye.
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 Thank you. Motion carries. Is there any other old business that needs to be addressed at this meeting today?
Rick, this is Erin. I just want to provide a brief update on the long-range transportation plan that we are currently updating. We have coordinated with our local public agencies and have developed a draft list of projects. These projects are fiscally constrained, meaning the estimated cost of projects are within the estimated federal funding the MPO will receive through 2050. Currently, the Citizens Advisory Committee is reviewing this list. We've also been coordinating with local, state, and federal agencies, as well as federally recognized tribes per federal highway guidance. We're still on track to have the draft of the entire plan finished for review in January. In the meantime, if anyone is interested in reviewing the draft list of projects, you can just let me know and we'll send those out to you.
Is that also on your website?
It's not right now. It'll be posted when the whole entire plan draft is open for public comment.
Appreciate the update.
Yep.
Any other old business? Is there any public comment? All right, we've got the 2023 calendar year EMPO policy meeting dates. It'll be January 12th, March 9th, May 11th, July 13th, September 14th, and November 9th. I'd like to thank everybody for coming today, participating. Everybody have a wonderful holiday season. Be safe. And this meeting is adjourned. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks. Have a good one.